This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
The president's action comes after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked his first effort to add the question to the census, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. The U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress, limiting the authority of the president over it, and that complicates adding the question to the survey via presidential missive. U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued. AP's Rita Foley has details.
The government will be looking for those who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. These raids are expected in 10 big cities, and although we're hearing they will begin this weekend, we're told it's possible they may start later. Activists are passing out information about hotlines for immigrants and increasing training to make sure they know their rights.
AP's Rita Foley. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P up, but the Nasdaq down by 0.1%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A hurricane warning has been issued as Tropical Storm Barry churns its way towards the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said that citizens should be ready for long periods of rain and flooding.
What that means is that there is a possibility, as it's moving slow, that we're going to get heavy rainfall for up to 48 hours, it could be.
Benjamin Schott of the National Weather Service said that flooding is likely.
So with that coming in, we're talking about amounts anywhere 10 to 15, with locally higher amounts pushing 20 inches with rainfall over the course of Friday, Saturday, and maybe even lingering into Sunday.
Forecasters have issued a storm surge warning of up to 1.8 meters for a stretch of Louisiana coastline south of already sodden New Orleans. Rain was an equal danger because the lower Mississippi River has been above flood stage for 6 months. The Army general, slated to become the Joint Chiefs chairman, says that getting American troops out of Afghanistan would be a bad idea. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
President Trump has pushed for withdrawing from Afghanistan, but the man he's nominated to become America's top military officer is against it for now.
Pulling out prematurely would be a strategic mistake.
Army General Mark Milley telling a Senate panel the troop presence is underwriting peace talks with the Taliban, and he's also pushing for keeping modest numbers of forces in Iraq and Syria. At his confirmation hearing, Milley insisted he will not be intimidated by President Trump or anyone else into making what he calls stupid decisions.
Absolutely not. By no one, ever.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Britain said Thursday that Iranian military vessels tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement said three Iranian boats were involved in the incident and that they backed off when they got a warning from a British warship. At the State Department in Washington, spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said the United States stands with Britain in opposing Iranian attempts to interrupt shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps denied Britain's accusation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had warned Wednesday that Britain would face unspecified consequences for its seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.